here's a story from The World.
Next Tuesday, two runoff elections in Georgia will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control the Senate. This has some left-leaning activists trying to galvanize Georgia's growing Latino community to support their candidates. From WABE in Atlanta, Martha Dalton reports on their outreach efforts.
Since the 1990s, Georgia's Latino community has grown steadily. That's when a lot of people moved here for jobs ahead of the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. But despite the growth, outreach to Latino voters has been sparse until now. This rally in December at a park near Atlanta was aimed at getting Latinos to vote. Local trap artist Cap G performed.
I got a question for the president.
Hey.
We've been working with the hell you been.
There were also speeches from actors like Eva Longoria and America Ferrera. The January 5th runoff elections will determine the balance of the Senate. Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are defending their seats. John Ossoff is challenging Perdue. Raphael Warnock, who preaches at Martin Luther King Jr.'s former church, is taking on Loeffler. The races are tight. When Longoria took the stage, she repeated a phrase Georgians have heard over and over since the presidential election.
Georgia, all eyes are on you.
Then she said something Georgia voters haven't heard much.
And not only all eyes are on Georgia, all eyes are on the Latino vote in Georgia. And that is you. You will make the difference in this election.
That's the hope. One of the groups behind this campaign is called Mi Gente, a national immigrant rights group. The other organization is the Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights, or GLAR. There are more than 260,000 active Latino voters in Georgia, so Mi Gente and GLAR are trying to knock on every one of those doors before the runoffs. Tanya Unsueta, Mi Gente's political director, says it's actually hard to know more details about Georgia's Latino voters because there isn't much data.
And it's a result of the Democratic Party not paying attention to it, about resources not being in the Latino community.
So Unsueta says that groups like hers are building their own data as they knock on doors.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Mario Cervantes.
Kevin Wachin with the GLAR Action Network has been canvassing in Gwinnett, an Atlanta suburb with one of the largest Latino communities in Georgia. At this house, a woman answers, but Wachin is looking for the voter in the household, a young man named Mario. He finally comes to the door.
So we're passing out voter information for the election runoff.
Wachin talks about immigration reform. He says having a Democratic Senate will make it easier for President-elect Joe Biden to pass new immigration laws. Mario listens, nods, and agrees to vote for the Democrats. But Wachin's luck in other parts of the neighborhood is mixed. Some people aren't home or don't answer the door. Some just listen without commitment.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Tanya Unsueta with Mi Gente says canvassers like Wachin are most effective when they talk to people about issues that affect them personally. She says the data Mi Gente has collected in Georgia so far show issues like immigration, healthcare, and the economy are priorities for Latino voters here.
Talking about COVID and healthcare and immigration has been key in these conversations because when we've been able to move people, it's been around healthcare and immigration reform.
Just 10 years ago, Georgia passed some of the country's toughest laws against undocumented people. Now the tides are turning and Georgia's moving away from those tough policies. Adelina Nichols, a longtime immigrant rights advocate, says that kind of change can motivate voters.
It's not only that I have the power to get up to vote and I can vote with whoever I want, but also think, where are you coming from? Don't forget your roots. Don't forget your community, because if you think of them, it will benefit all of us, not only as Latinos, but as society at large.
Nichols knows it'll be difficult for advocates like her to meet their goal of knocking on the doors of hundreds of thousands of Latino homes in Georgia by next Tuesday. But she says they're going to try. For The World, I'm Martha Dalton in Atlanta.